Well, Tyler, I think we're just over a week into camp. How are you feeling about things so far?
Stoked. Yeah, absolutely stoked. Super excited to be back playing football with all the boys. Fall camp's a grind, but it is enjoyable. We get to come out and we get to play football every day, and so that's doesn't get much better than that. And, the defense is looking really good. I'm really excited about the pieces we have and the guys we have in the locker room.
You've done this for a long time. Is there anything different about this one than other fall camps?
You calling me old?
We're all getting old.
Okay. We have a really experienced team. A team that's seen a bit of success, as well as a team that's seen a bit of, underperforming the past couple years. And so those guys know the difference, right? And they know what it takes to be successful. And so I think the biggest thing this year is guys have taken the experience from the past two seasons and said, hey, we're not doing that again. We don't want to do that again. And so let's get to work.
What's the depth on this defensive line? Are they rotating you a decent amount through training camp and whatnot? Because I swear there were some games last year where you were playing 70-something snaps or whatever or whatnot out there. Are you rotating a decent amount, kind of spelling a decent amount?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, we have really good depth on the D-line. We got a lot of experience. We have five seniors, And then we have a bunch of underclassmen that are improving at a rapid rate. So we're stoked about that. I love being on the field. So it's hard to get me off the field. that's how I would answer that.
I was just about to say that was probably...
Yeah, I don't like coming off the field. If we're playing football, I want to be out there. So.
Now, you guys had a lot of guys return from last year's defensive line. The defensive metrics obviously don't lie. It was not a great year. How big of a motivating factor is that for you guys?
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. We have a locker room full of guys who love football and want to be great. And so... that's what we're trying to do, is just come out and enjoy every day, be grateful for every day, and then, put your shoulder to the wheel, get to work, what I'm saying? So.
You said the defense looks good. What have you seen that has been good in your opinion?
I think the intensity and the execution has seen a massive improvement. Even in, the couple practices that we've had, we're not super far into camp, but we're far enough into camp where, we've been able to get a good taste of good days and bad days. And on the good days, I think that's the biggest thing is I've just seen a really big step up from last season and even from spring ball in just guys' intensity when they're on the field, out there to make plays. And like I said, in execution, that helps with execution. Guys out doing their job at a consistent level. And that's the hardest thing is doing it consistently. And I think that's something we've improved in.
How do you manage the dynamic of, yes, you'd like to dominate every day, but does that mean the offense isn't going to score as much as you want? Like, how do you balance that of, hey, you win some days and that might be a good thing?
Yeah, no, it is good. Yeah, we do want to come out and dominate every day. We also have a good offense. It's the truth. Coach Woods has done an awesome job with our offensive line, I think, in my personal opinion. And so I feel like they're much improved from last year. I think it's hard to do when you have two. It's a blessing and a curse, right? Because, it'd be nice for the defense to come out and win every day. But it's also a blessing that our offense can come out and someday stick it to us. And it's good for us to have those ups and downs now so we can work through them and guys can get used to fighting and persevering and not just rolling over at the first sign of trouble. So it's good. It's a really good dynamic.
What stuck out from both Jake and Gary so far from your opinion?
They're both dangerous, man. They're both dangerous. Having played against Gary more than once, I know how dangerous of a quarterback he can be. Really happy that he's here. And then Jake, I would say, has made a big improvement. And so I think both of them are just dangerous. Dangerous with their arms, dangerous with their feet. I'm stoked that they're on our team.
Last question. How much more comfortable are you guys over a year into this Jay Hill defense? Like, I guess comparing this time last year to this year.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think that's a huge part of where the defense is at right now. Is guys are are way more familiar with what's going on. And when you're more familiar, you can get more into the nuances of things, right? And guys were able to execute at a higher level. And so I think that familiarity, that second year, has helped the defense and is going to continue to help the defense as guys really hone things in.